The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this. Let me remove my cup of coffee from my tabletop atomic clock. Oh, sixth day of June 2010. Man, I remember, what? What did I say? I said the 6th? Yeah, that's what I get for turning away from it and not looking. Yeah, it's the 10th. 6th day of June. Or I'm saying, that's how I got screwed up. 10th day of June, because it's the 6th month. Duh! It's my birthday this month. You know, I think I have a mental block against us. Yeah, I quit calling them birthdays. They are just now reminders. You know, and I think Hallmark, I think that'd be a heck of a good thing. Who wants birthdays? You know, when you're getting old, moldy, you know, what fun is it celebrating another year click by? You know, and then we got the people selling products, trying to hold back the hands of time and the age and all that on the human body. It doesn't work. Quit trying to hold back the hands of time, because it'll only rip them, your arms right out of the sockets. It doesn't work. My engineer plop something on my keyboard here. Little oversized paper ears here that you can print out on your printer. This is funny stuff. But I can't use the word that he put on here. The MSM, standing for Mainstream Media, BS Deflector. And you print this thing out and you do little cutouts and then you put them on your ears and it deflects the BS. Maybe it'll be the new hula hoop. Maybe it's marketable. At any rate, I heard Ernie Hancock's show today, and I thoroughly enjoyed that show. He had a guy on by the name of Paul Jay. Now, you say, who's Paul Jay? Well, Paul Jay is a film producer, documentary guy, did a... what do you post? What? That was from yesterday. Thank you. No, all you got to do is just wave me off, then I don't have to be concerned and I didn't have to engage you because I thought what you were doing is important. And as usual, it's not. Okay. You know, I've got my door open, so whatever you're saying is going on over there. So at least say it louder so the audience can hear it. Or open up that mic. You open that mic up, you're mine. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. At any rate. Where the heck was I now? Oh, brother. You're one of them! You're a COINTELPRO! You were brought in here to screw me up. I know. I've seen you before. Yeah, I was talking to Paul Jay today. And he says, what kind of programming do you run at the network? And I said, well, you were on one of the programs today. I said, somewhere between Put You to Sleep, PBS, and Out of the Box, Alex Jones. He goes, whoa, that's a broad spectrum. I said, yeah, somewhere in the middle there. At any rate, we'll take the box. We'll take that one out of the box. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results with your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you could even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, I haven't spoken a whole lot about Helen Thomas, but this ties back into this Paul Jay that was on Ernie Hancock's Declare Independence, Freedoms, Phoenix, and all that stuff. And they were talking about Helen Thomas. Well, after the program, I had called Paul and I was talking to him. He said, you know, I'm in the same building in Washington, D.C. as the McClatchy newspapers. And I said, really? It's one of those facts that you file away for future reference. But he said Helen Thomas's office was also here. They packed everything up last night and gave it to her. Now, you got to understand something about Helen Thomas. Craggy old 89-year-old grand dame of the White House press corps. She is not your conservative's conservative, so to speak. But you have to respect somebody that lives as long as a sea turtle does and that has been in journalism for a half a century. And what they did to can her was, well, that just shows you the power of special interests that don't want anybody talking the way that Helen Thomas talks. I mean, it's just that simple. And it's very fascinating. Because the bastion of conservative and factual and whatever is not necessarily the Washington Post, but they did a survey. They did this a couple days ago. Let me see. Did this on the... Jody Westrick put this up on Washington Post on June 7th, 3 days ago. And the question in this poll for Washington Post was, should Helen Thomas be removed from the White House press room? Well, I looked at the votes and how many people had voted. About 14,616 plus my vote, 14,617. Here's the answer to the poll of should Helen Thomas be removed from the White House press room. 89% of the 14,617 votes, 89% said no. So who did this craggy old grand dame of the White House press corps, who did she really make angry? We're playing those little social hot-button gotcha kind of games out there. I just thought that was rather fascinating. 89% of the... You know, it's funny, folks, because in this country, they'll do polls, and polls can be rigged, okay? First off, there's no question about that. You're sampling, where are you doing the, what's the demographics? Are you talking to old white people over 65 down in Boca Raton, Florida? Or are you talking to a group of people on the south side of Chicago? You know, you can slant your polls by where you actually demographically do that poll. But Washington Post, I wouldn't say that it is a well-respected newspaper, but it's one that's been out there for a number of years. And it was a very simple question. It wasn't tainted, you know, the remarks that Helen Thomas... It was just a straightforward question. Should Helen Thomas be removed from the White House press room? 89% said no. So who was the 11% that was actually... Well, was it even 11% that was actually angry? That said, yes, she should be removed. Well, okay. The poll didn't ask her what she should be removed for. It just simply asked, should Helen Thomas be removed from the White House press room? And it was a standalone. There was no story associated with this, mind you. No story associated with it. It was just a poll that was put up there by the Washington Post. 89% of the people said no. Now, a lot of people probably that responded to that poll, unless you were... You don't watch CNN or ABC or NBC or MSNBC or any of those other mainstream media outlets. You would have had to have been in a cave someplace having a cup of tea with Osama bin Laden not to have heard this story. And repeatedly, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter what the polls reflect. It doesn't matter what the people are saying that they want or don't want, or what their opinion, it doesn't matter. Remember 1992, when we, gosh, sometimes I want to associate and sometimes I want to run away at Mach 3 with my hair on fire. Back in 1992, NAFTA was passed, North American Free Trade Agreement. Politicians out there saying yes. It's going to net the Mexican economy a lot of money. It's going to be good for business. We're going to make millions off of our relationship with Mexico. Well, how did that work out? Not too well. For any net gain we might have experienced with our relations business-wise with Mexico, the markers have long been since used up. But needless to say, well, it is needful to say, back in 1992, the public opinion was running 9-1 against NAFTA. In other words, 90% of the 100% of the people that wrote the letters, made the phone calls, did the faxes, called up the buddy that knew the congressman that used to go fishing with him when he was a kid in Washington, D.C., to tell them, no,
Do not do this. Now, these are supposed to be people that represent our best interest. So how and where did it come about that the people that are in Washington, D.C. that we elect and we vote for to put in that office, that they ignore what we're telling them we want? Is this some sort of kind of remove the capstone from the pyramid, the elite upper echelon in the clouds kind of stratosphere thinking, and that us lowly little troglodytes down here on this planet grubbing around like earthworms don't understand? We told them what we wanted, or more importantly in that instance, what we did not want. Did it make any difference? No, it did not. Which would lead one to believe that there may be... We got to come up with a conspiracy theory alert sound effect here. Something a little less panicky than a full-out nuclear alert, but something better than the, you know, the electronic media, whatever that they do on shtick terrestrial radio, you know, the EST or whatever the hell that is. At any rate, there has been, it seems, an agenda to do things that weren't in the best interest of us. When I say us, now I'm old school, folks. I know how to read English. We the people. Yeah, let me see, where have I heard that one before? Yeah. We are the government. We are supposed to elect the people best suited to run business for us, to listen to our concerns, listen to our complaints, listen to our accolades, listen to our insights, to basically listen. Do you think they're listening? Can you hear me now? They're not listening. They're not paying a damn bit of attention. You know, there's been much discussed recently about the illegal alien problem, and they're a trick bag. A lot of people do this. Oh, it's the illegal immigrants. Well, why are they immigrants if they're here illegally? That's not immigration. That's breaking a law. That is not immigration. That's invasion. So terms are couched and then they're smooth. You know, let's take a few of the rough edges off there. Let's not be too abrasive. Let's not be, you know, let's be as politically correct as we can to satisfy those that are yammering, because we caught you and we don't want you. You got to go back home. Here's a bag lunch. Bus fare, see ya. But it's racism. And here is the magic tool that is used by and countless generations going back in recorded human history, since the caveman quit beating the woman over the head and dragging her off by her hair to the cave. Politics. Politics, politics, politics. Politics to me are people that get into office and they ignore their mandate. They ignore the rule book. They ignore the law. They don't pay attention to the Constitution. That's politics today. And I'm floating in and out of this thing because you didn't have the pleasure of the conversation I had with Paul Jay. But I was amazed. This man, he did a political program up in Canada on CBC, I think it is. 33 million people a day listen to his program. Now, obviously, he had something interesting to say. I'll share a little bit more of that, a little bit more insight. And why am I talking about somebody that you, unless you heard Ernie Hancock today, you don't have a clue as to who I'm talking about, or more importantly, why? I'll tell you after the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day. Because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Die, I'm going to leave one kid behind me, for what purpose? To pick up what trash we have left them? Oh, do you know, I wonder if your ears burn when you're in heaven. Or, as this song goes on to say, he says, I don't know if there's a heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. I wonder what your children are going to be saying about you when you're taking the internal dirt nap. That your uncorpus delecti is either in heaven or hell. Will they be saying good things about you? For all of you out there that have complained, well, I've tried to talk to my family, but they just think I'm a nut. Well, because these are the people best able to pass judgment on you. There's got to be something wrong with you. You walked in with a whole fresh outlook and a perspective and a set of ideas that doesn't match their thought paradigm. So there's got to be something wrong with you. A lot of you know of what I speak. So for those that don't listen to family members, that somehow that you're about 23 bottles short of a case of beer, what if they start hearing it from other people they don't know? Does that serve to reinforce your message? Or did you get such a response from your family that that you just shut up and you never brought it up again? I'm not one of those people. And my family, for what's left of them, years ago, they bought their rifles and their ammunition, and they put back some gold and silver, and they just quietly sat by and watched the world go by. Didn't get active, but at least they had the good sense to know that I was telling them something that was of some value, and they knew me not to be stark raving mad, just a little nutty from time to time. We've all had our experiences with our family. You look at what the other person does, and you go, huh? What'd you just do, or what'd you just say? We all have those experiences. But it's the love that holds these families together. And if you're one of the more lucky people, that you, if you are in need, your family will gather around and they'll help you. Well, I've been trying to help a lot of people for a lot of years, trying to wake them up. Now, just recently, and I'm going to roll around. You know, it almost like I'm singing an Arlo Guthrie song here. You ever heard of Alice's Restaurant? You're so young. You claim to be into music. I mean, this is post-Frank Sinatra, for gosh sakes. Okay, so it's not that long ago. What year were you born? 1990. Okay, never mind. Are you old enough to operate that board? Do we let minors work here? How old are you now? 20? So you're a young man. Does anything that I tell you, does it ever shock or surprise you? It does? Okay. I didn't tell you about this in school? Did you graduate? You went the whole way and they never told you a... So basically, they spit you out of the cocoon of somewhat stupid higher learning, and you didn't know any. What did you think? I'm doing my own little mini poll here, folks. Excuse me for a second. I'm talking to my producer. So what did you think when you started to hear this kind of stuff? What went through your mind? What was your first reaction that you can remember?
I can't believe you guys messed it up for us.
In case you didn't hear that, folks, he said, I can't believe you messed this thing up so bad for us. Now, out of the mouths of, I won't call you babe, but compared to me, I'm old enough to be your granddaddy. Literally. Oh, that's scary. Ooh. Anyway, we've all had these experiences. And there is subject matter, oh my gosh, being in talk radio. I am thoroughly amazed of some of the information that comes forth, and it even astounds me. Yes, folks, I know I haven't heard or seen it all, but there are times where I'm going, what? We're going to invite you in on this little talk today, and there's a reason for that. I'm coming around to it, just like in Alice's Restaurant. What was that song, like 18, 20 minutes long?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit FreeToProsper.com today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Like a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no hope. You never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Would you mind the reflecting sign? Just let it shine within your mind and show.
Fantasy is I wanted to be a DJ. Just teasing. Yeah, you never learn. Well, why didn't you ever learn? Because nobody told you? Nobody told you that the Federal Reserve is a private corporation. Nobody told you that the IRS is an illegal kind of thing. Nobody told them. You know now. You know, I wonder how many people actually listen to 11:30 down in San Antonio. I don't even know if we've been on the air long enough down there to bring about an audience. I'd like to hear from some of you people down there, and don't be shy. I won't grill you. I won't beat you up.
There's a transition process, and now we're starting to get around to the whole point of this. We're rolling through a transitional phase. And you've probably noticed, for you folks that have listened to this, well, God, that had the, depending on your point of view, misfortune or fortune to hear me for some going on now 19 years on air. You know, I when's my retirement? Yeah, never mind. There is none. And the only thing that I wanted to do was shake people up, get them to open up their ears, to hear something other than what the very carefully managed mainstream media, and maybe what your prof at the university told you, or maybe what your guidance counselor didn't tell you when you were in high school, or maybe even your parents didn't tell you. Now, the truth, because you can handle the truth. I picked that moniker for this network because people have been walking through life, and every time I think along these lines, the only thing I can think of, remember George, I think it was 1968, George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. Classic, low budget, black and white, that's become a cult classic. And all the zombies just stumbling and mumbling and falling around. Not too smart. They're mobile, but they ain't too smart. And this is what keeps running, the vision that keeps running through my mind when I watch John Q. Public. You know, we all like to sit in malls and public locations and look at other people. And always telling us, well, I'm not that fat. Or I'm better looking than that guy. Or, geez, I like her hair. You know, we all do it. We're social creatures. And we have a tendency to bond with the greater mass and what the greater mass believes, because we don't want to be left behind. We want to be in the groove, baby. We want to be in the click. We want to have a good time. We don't want to argue with people. We just want to think about where we're going to spend our vacation and what new car I'm going to buy, and honey, look at the new dress I bought, or hey, new reality TV show. Or how about going out with Bubba and Ernest on the weekend, casting a few lines and tipping a few beers? That's fun, too. Yeah, all of that is fun. But Houston, we have a problem. Something went very, very wrong. And it has become more noticeable within your lifetime, and I don't care if you're 20 years old or you're 100 years old today. You have seen it within your lifetime. You don't know exactly what to call it. It seems kind of monstrous. Its breath doesn't smell too good, and if you get too close, it just might eat you. But what is it? Oh, it's a new world order. Oh, it's corporations. Oh, it's the politicians. Oh, it's the Jews! It's my boss. It's my daughter. It's my wife. It's their problem. It's not my responsibility. Bleh. Shoo. Everybody has had just about enough. What they don't have enough of right now is peace and financial security, peace of mind. Are you enjoying your life out there? Are you having a good time right now? Are you? If you answer in the affirmative, well, then you've got more money than probably God has, and you don't care. You're a narcissistic little curmudgeon that is feeling mighty superior to the rest of the human race, and you're insulated enough by your money that you've mistaken that for freedom, and you don't care. Ah. Until somebody tips around, some little burglar tips around to steal your stash, to come and take what you know doesn't belong to them and you don't want to give it to them. Maybe you didn't notice. Maybe your pile of cash was so large then yeah, you know there was some mice nibbling at the table, and a few crumbs doesn't matter. I still got the bulk of my stuff. Really? You better look again. You better wrap your arms tightly around your stuff so nobody gets it. And the tighter you hold on to it, the more it's going to be ripped from you, and you don't know why. Phew. Is life supposed to be this hard? No, it's not. Life offers its own challenges. Births and deaths and what happens in between. It's called life. And I, for one, folks, am not having that good of a time. Are you? Now, if we don't get our way, if we don't get our constitutional republic back, is that going to be the end of civilization? No. There'll be another tomorrow and a tomorrow after the tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow never comes until you get there, and then it's tomorrow, but you got to wait for that. But you'll get there. I love that pretzel logic. You know who was a master at the pretzel logic? I used to love to listen to this guy talk. Who was the guy that worked for Bush? What was... He went into this long diatribe of... you don't know what you know until you know, but you don't know when you know it. Kind of shtick. And I have heard a lot of things, but I'll tell you what. What the hell was that guy's name? I can see his face. Mr. Shock and Awe. You being 20 years old, you're not helping me here. I know. Palms up, no neck.
I don't know.
Well, stick around. Learn something. At any rate, Donald Rumsfeld. Rummy, as they call him. I've said, man, I bet you this guy is an absolute gas at a cocktail party. And after about the eighth or ninth olive, you'd probably be rolling on the floor. But you see, this guy was our Secretary of Defense. Some kind of glib jokester that, man, I wouldn't let him manage my cat litter box. But this was a person that followed GW into office. So there are going to be, invariably, people that want to assign blame. They want to point the finger. They want to say, that's it, and you did it, and gotcha. And you're probably angry about it because the actions that these people have taken have affected you personally. Ah, see, it never becomes a problem when it affects the guy next door, or the guy down the street, or the guy on the East Coast, or somebody in Cincinnati, Ohio, or wherever. It's not a big deal because it didn't happen to me. But when it happens to you, oh my good God, then it's a tragedy. Then you want something done about it. Well, it's happening to you. It's happening to your neighbor. It's happening to the guy on the East Coast and left coast and everywhere in between. And going through a transitional phase, as this network is right now, and I've been giving this a whole lot of thought for the past, 60 days or better, that we're going out there and we're starting to get in people's heads with this programming. Now understand, and always remember, never forget your past because the mistakes that were made, yeah, you'll probably remember them once you make them again. There's two pieces of advice my sister gave me that was invaluable. One was never touch something more than once unless you have to. And the other piece was so bad I don't even remember what it was, but that was one of them. So here we are, cracking the history books, digging into our country's past, looking at today's, the present problems, projecting future problems, yet to exacerbate or build or come and eat our lunch with bad breath. And it's going to happen. as sure as you're sitting on your little tush right now, it's going to happen. But the point is, how are we going to deal with it? And how are we going to deal with those that are more disposed to clinging on to the present and what is here and now and what's been built than kind of like, you know, pushing it back a little bit and going, you know what, I don't think so. Been there, done that, tried it, didn't work. How you doing now? And this causes, for a lot of people, a very serious cognitive disconnect. To people, it can actually cause them a physical pain. Part of growing up, folks. And if I, and you know, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I've never saw myself growing old and dying. I saw myself ever growing until my body just gave out. Mentally, if I ever get to the point where I'm satisfied with what I know and I know best and that's all I need to know, and I don't need to know what you know, and nor do I care, I would definitely say it's time to get out from behind a microphone. I would say that it's time to go get in another line of work. Which brings me back around to this Paul Jay guy that I heard on Ernie Hancock's show today. He and I talked for about a half hour this afternoon. You know, how you doing? What do you know? Who are you? What have you done in the past? What are you doing now? What do you plan to do in the future? And he laughed. And he says, well, those are very good questions. And we started our conversation. Come to find out, he did a political show in Canada. Daily show with an audience of more than 33 million people. Is that possible? For a show on politics? Was it that bad in Canada that you could garner the attention of 33 million people in one sitting? Well, he's going to do television down here. He's a dual citizenship holder of Canada and USA as well. And the guy is experienced. And naturally, whenever I talk to somebody and I think they've got something important to offer and something that they're doing, I always ask the question, why are you doing this? What's your motivation? And lo and behold, it was the same as mine, that I want people to wake up. I see what's going on. I see an emerging police state kind of thing, and I ain't liking it. And he's going to be moving into television here inside the United States, nonprofit, kind of like a PBS kind of thing. And he says, man, this is going to cost me scads of money. And I said, yeah, ain't cheap. But do it, and do it he's going to. And I ask him, why are you doing it? His response was this. He simply said, because I have to. I don't have a choice. Damn, it sounds like I just made that statement. What is starting to happen, and I hope you're understanding and appreciating and really hearing what I am about to tell you. I'm starting to sound like Lindsay Williams. The good people that have been kind of sidetracked, kind of, I'm busy over here doing business and I ain't got any time to listen to your business. They're starting to pay attention. They're starting to step forward. And my God in heaven, I've been waiting for this for 20 years. As Don Rahmaker put it, we need to be legitimized. There is a legitimate message. And the problem that I'm facing right now is how to package that message for a generally dumb, I don't know what the heck just happened to my country, radio audience. How do you give them the bad news, nitty-gritty, all the dirty stuff that they never thought they'd hear or want to hear? But they're going to hear it. What is going to be their motivation for listening? Because their life sucks? Because their job is gone? Because they just got divorced 50%, it was, 50% of divorces, divorce rate in this country. Horrendous. 50%. And the majority of that is over money. So what do you think the divorce rate is now? Do you think it's lowering? Is it stable? Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Well, it depends on who your spouse is or how you would answer that. God, I hated him, but I'm glad he's gone. That's personal. Monetary reasons are the number one reason for divorce in this country. So your future's not looking real bright. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hang on to this house that mysteriously just lost 30 to 50% of its value. I don't know if I'm going to be able to send Bobby or Susie to college. Hell, I don't even know if my wife's going to talk to me tonight. We'll open up the phone lines. 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
If I ever leave you, you can say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, baby, you know I hurt myself as well.
I kind of got in this blood and sweat and tears jag today. I make no apologies. Now I understand why Robbie has so much fun on his program. At any rate, we've got a message. We've got the information. But there is some information that is unsettling to people, and the only thing they want to do is rail against it. It can't be true. You people are full of malarkey and blah, blah, blah. And I also discussed this with Paul Jay today. He says, I know exactly what you're saying. And many times, people are so adamant in their opinions that the decorum goes out the window, the civility goes out the window, the politeness goes out the window, and we just get down to brawling and eye-scratching and name-calling. You rug-rat and him, you stuff him. There. So what did that just accomplish? It didn't accomplish a whole lot. And I can remember years ago, sitting in a studio with Alex Jones down here in Austin, Texas, at KJFK. They gave him a Saturday show, kind of a novel thing. Well, obviously, people were listening to him. And I picked him up in way back in the day with Republic Radio International. And they put him on 5 days a week. And I was picking him up on the network. And that thing got sold, and Ted Anderson bought it, and Alex was there, and he put up four more birds, and away they went. But I can remember sitting in that studio and a caller calling in and just wanted to be just as argumentative and as smarmy as he possibly could. Is smarmy a word, by the way? Okay. Look it up in Wikipedia. And we went to break. And I looked at the host and I said, you know what was going on there? I said, when you get those kind of calls in a mainstream radio program such as this, right there in beautiful downtown Austin that I lovingly refer to as Moscow on the Colorado. Why?
I think the infection, Senora, came from the University of Texas and all the wonderful liberal profs they have there. Now, don't get me wrong, University of Texas has had some very fine people there. But scholastically speaking, it's another college town. It's much more than that. Music capital of the world and all that other stuff. Willie Nelson's hangout and you know the deal. If you know Austin, you know the deal.
But I told my host, I said, look, when you get a caller like that, you're bound to have 100 other people that maybe doubt what you're saying, would like to express what he said, so how you respond to him, kind of like talk past him and talk to those 100 other people out there that have a question mark in their head. And I said, and if you can do that, you'll never go wrong. We're going to take the top of the hour break. I see the phones loading up, 800-313-9443. I will make my summation after rambling for an hour, and thank you for being patient while I do that. But there is a reason why I'm not giving you the latest, greatest blow to the Republic and your personal liberty and property and your money and everything else. There is a very important point to this program today, and we'll roll around to that. Into the second hour, top of the hour break. Everybody hang on. We'll be right back.
With recent